Close to midnight that same night, the four-man Task Force X sat dressed in body armor in the back of a messy police van. Rizza sat back against the wall to one side.
Explain it to me again, Friel. If I'm going to be stomping around in sewage, I want to know why.
Kendrick pulled on his Kevlar vest.
I traced the allegedly anonymous post to an IP address. Then I used a certain program that might not be entirely legal to pinpoint the location.
He gestured toward the back of the van.
This is where it brought us. Which makes sense with Danny's tunnel and sewer theories, no?
Rue Doso had wormed his way between Kendrick and Rizza, headed for the back of the van.
Okay, let me call this in. Nobody make a move until I say so, got it?
Rizza looked down.
Whatever. I'm in no rush.
Ruidoso held up binoculars and peered out the back windows. He looked at an old, weedy overpass. He held his cell phone to his ear.
Lieutenant, it's Ruidoso.
I've got a promising lead on X's whereabouts. Going to watch it for a while and report back.
Setter sat in the dark in his living room, a nearly empty bottle of booze between his legs. He still wore his dress shirt from earlier that day, but was clad only in boxers and socks from the waist down.
Where are you, exactly?
An hour had passed, and Ruidoso and his team still sat in the van. Ruidoso kept looking out the windows with the binoculars. The other three sat crouched down, waiting. Tendler munched on an apple.
What are we waiting for?
We might catch him coming or going.
That could take all night. Why not just kick down his door?
Ruidoso turned to her.
No. He let us live last night. If we corner him, he might feel trapped and lash out hard. We can't bring him in if we're all dead.
A series of flashbangs went off outside the van. Bright lights streamed through the van windows.
Before I could finish my sentence, there were explosions everywhere. X had spotted us.
Outside, Setter's narcotics squad, the Dogs of War, moved towards the van. Dane, Bernard, Corso, Shepherd, Husky, and Terrier. Each of the dogs had a slash scar on their faces from their last encounter with X. They were tooled up with body armor and machine guns and ready to go to war.
But it wasn't X at all. Someone had called in the Dogs of War, Setter's elite narcotics unit. The very man X had beaten and threatened just a few weeks ago. Within seconds, I realized that the dogs weren't here to uphold the law. They were here for payback.
Ruidoso pushed toward the back of the van and scrambled out. His team followed.
Damn it! Stop! Wait!
Ruidoso ran in front of Dane, the dog's leader. The other dogs looked annoyed, but stopped when their leader did.
Out of my way, Rook!
Who sent you? I'm doing surveillance here!
You can shove your surveillance up your ass! The vigilante is mine!
The rest of Danny's team walked up behind him. The dogs glared at them.
We don't even know if he's in there!
Only one way to find out.
Go! Go! Go!
The dogs rushed past the task force like a bunch of high school bullies. Kendrick's glasses were knocked askew. Tendler tightened his fists, but did nothing. Rizza folded her arms impatiently. They watched the dogs enter the run-down warehouse nearby.
Only one other person knew about this location, which meant Setter sent them. All because we failed to pull the trigger last night.
The dogs moved into X's lair. It was dark, and their machine guns and flashlights swept the room. X didn't appear to be home.
Take this place apart!
The dogs opened fire. The bullets blasted apart the mirror, chairs, sink, walls, support beams, everything. A shadowed Lee Ferguson ran in the background. Corso clocked it and swung his gun.
Dane, I've got movement on my six!
Outside the warehouse, Task Force X watched the overpass and listened to the sound of gunfire.
Jesus, listen to that. These boys are taking it awful personal.
Shouldn't we go in?
No, we hang back. I'm not getting blood on our hands.
All four Task Force X members looked up at the overpass, alerted by a new sound. They drew their guns.
Oh, crap.
Somehow we all heard the noise through the gunfire. A strange creaking sound, like a rusty metal door.
Ruidoso motioned to them, and the four made their way to the top of the overpass, nervous as hell.
That night, we didn't find the ex-killer.
The team stopped and saw a bloodied and injured Lee Ferguson carrying a battered laptop as she crawled up out of a manhole in the middle of the road. Clearly, a secret escape hatch out of the lair below. Lee looked up at the team, panicked. She'd been shot in the arm and was weak and trembling.
Instead, we arrested his girlfriend.
Please, please, please don't shoot me.
X stepped into his lair, only to find it destroyed. Nearly everything ruined. The handiwork of the Dogs of War.
Beneath Arcadia, I can almost imagine the look in X's eyes when he sees what they did to our hideout. Well, the look in his one eye, at least.
X saw the splattered blood and Lee's shattered laptop case in a corner.
Hopefully, he'll realize something happened to me.
X crossed the room to where a PVC pipe extended up from the floor. He punched a fist through the dirty PVC sewer line. Brown muck sprayed out and drenched his forearm.
Not that he'll be sentimental about it. He'll figure I'm either alive or dead. But either way, this attack will have to be answered.
X pulled a gun out of the pipe, one of his many hiding places.
So, come on, answer.
In a scuzzy police interview room, a banged-up, dirty, and exhausted Lee Ferguson wore shackles bolted to a tabletop. Danny Ruidoso stood on the other side of the table, fists on the tabletop and trying to get in her face.
Come on, Miss Ferguson. You know you're not leaving this room until you start giving us answers.
Lee looked up at Ruidoso. She might be bruised, cut, and weary, but there was a dead certainty in her eyes.
And you know I'm a dead woman if you keep me here any longer.
Ruidoso's face dropped slightly, and he pulled back. He knew she was telling the truth.
You're in police custody. No one can hurt you in here. So talk to me.
Don't you know it's the police I'm worried about?
Danny paced. Lee leaned back in her chair, as much as she could anyway, with the shackles on.
We just want the ex-killer off the streets so he doesn't hurt anybody else.
Is that why your colleagues knocked on his front door with 1,000 rounds and 6 flashbang grenades?
Rizza opened the door and ducked her head in.
Danny, you got a call. Line 2, and he's not going to want to hold.
In the hallway, Ruidoso held the battered landline receiver to his head.
You have the ex-killer's girlfriend in cuffs and you didn't think to call me right away? What the fuck, Ruidoso?
Look, we don't know who she is, Lieutenant Setter. We found her at the scene and...
Setter stood in the shadow of a warehouse with the cell phone to his ear and an angry look on his face. Ruidoso could tell he was outside.
Don't bullshit me. You have her or not?
We do.
I'm gonna give you an address, and you're gonna bring the girl there. Now.
Holding the receiver with his shoulder, Ruidoso fished a flip notepad out of his pocket. He put down the phone and looked up at his team. Tendler, Rizza, and Kendrick leaned against a nearby wall and looked at him.
You're not seriously going to deliver her to the dogs, are you? After everything we've seen?
She's right, Danny. They don't want to question her. They want to do her.
Ruidoso glanced at Rizza.
We don't disobey chain of command. We have to deliver the girl.
Rizza pointed at him.
This is crap and you know it.
But screw Setter. We do this my way.
The team now looked to Ruidoso with faint hope on their faces. Except Rizza, who was no longer furious, but wasn't all in yet, either.
Rizza, you stay by her side no matter what. The rest of us will go to Setter, check it out. Anything looks hinky, we'll call.
What if they don't let you call?
Kendrick held up his cell phone to the others.
Listen up. How about we establish a code? Something easy enough to thumb if things go sideways?
Kendrick quickly thumbed in 3 Z's.
Triple Y's mean, yeah, things check out okay. 3 Z's means the dogs are going to put our witness to sleep.
30 minutes later, a police wagon rolled across town to the riverfront warehouse district. Ruidoso in the driver's seat.
We're 30 seconds out, Lieutenant.
About damn time. You can drive in through the front doors.
A skeptical-looking Kendrick sat next to Ruidoso.
You know he's going to have our asses for not bringing the girl.
Look, if it checks out, then...
I'm just saying. In 30 seconds, our asses will no longer belong to us, either way.
The van rolled into an empty loading shed, and the headlights illuminated the Dogs of War already there. Dane, Bernard, Corso, Shepherd, Husky, and Terrier. They all pointed their service weapons at the van. All of them wore their tactical armor.
Man, I hate being right.
Corso and Husky locked the doors of the shed. Dane walked towards the front of the van.
out of the van, boys.
The hell are you guys doing? Where's Setter?
Ruidoso and Kendler stepped out of the van. Setter watched from the sidelines, smoking a cigarette.
Right here, Danny. Take it easy.
Ruidoso pulled his cell and tried to give the code.
Yeah, I'm real relaxed, Loot, with all of these gats pointed at me.
Dane snatched away his phone before Ruidoso had a chance to press a single button.
Hey, what are you—
Shepard rammed an elbow into Kendrick's stunned face as he snatched away the man's cell phone.
This is bullshit! Taking our phones? Point guns at us?
Setter stepped out of the shadows and flicked away his cigarette. He strolled toward Danny, a nightstick draped casually over his shoulder.
Danny, go home. Hug your wife. Leave the detective work to us.
He stopped and put a hand on Ruidoso's shoulder.
If your conscience gnaws at you, remind yourself how many police this maniac has killed.
Ruidoso got in his face.
Detective work? This is some corrupt as hell shit.
Hey, I'm doing whatever it takes to slap cuffs on this psycho.
Well, you're not doing it this way.
Setter turned and slowly walked away.
Take officers Ruidoso and Kendrick into custody, will you, boys?
Dane and Shepard pointed their guns at the heads of Ruidoso and Kendrick as their hands were cuffed behind their backs. Bernard and Corso moved to the back doors of the van.
Come on out, nice and easy, girly.
The doors opened to reveal Nate Tendler, his phone in hand.
Whoa, fella, last time somebody called me girly, I knocked their block off in the third round.
The phone in Tendler's hand, which was so large it made the cell phone look like a child's toy, had 5 Z's on the screen.
Anyway, sorry for the holdup, I just had to make a quick phone call.
Corso and Bernard lunged at Tendler. They pulled the big man from the van and threw him to the ground. They proceeded to beat the living shit out of him with nightsticks. In Ruidoso's backyard, Riza waited with Lee. They sat in lawn chairs as Ruidoso's wife, Lisbeth, brought them coffee.
Thanks, Lisbeth.
Riza turned to Lee.
Anyway, come off it. You must have seen his face at least once.
I'm telling you, he's super secretive. I don't even know if he takes a shit.
Riza looked down at a text from Tendler. She saw the 5 Z's.
Oh, no.
She stood up. Lee sat up in her chair.
What? What is it?
Nothing you need to worry about.
The dogs attacked your partners, didn't they?
Riza put her phone away.
Look, going up against these guys is suicide. I have a certain friend who can help.
Riza reached toward her holster.
No way. Your friend is a freaking psychopath.
Sure, but at least he's a psycho with rules.
Riza pulled her gun and pointed it at a stunned Lee.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to start playing by the rules.
Riza kept her gun on Lee for a long moment. Neither Lee nor Lisbeth moved. Then, ever so slowly, Lee reached up and put her hand on the gun.
You know what'll happen if you hand me over.
Damn it.
Riza lowered her pistol, holstered it, and then handed Lee her cell phone.
Don't make me regret this.
Lee took the phone and dialed. She knew that he would be near the ancient wall-mounted phone in his recently burned-out lair. X picked up, but said nothing.
Hey, X. It's me.
What took you so long?
Back in the waterfront shed, Ruidoso, Tendler, and Kendrick were strung up by the rafters and endured a good old-fashioned torture session at the hands of the dogs. Dane was going to work on Ruidoso, snapping punches at the man's head. Terrier was gut-punching Kendrick. The four other dogs, Corso, Shepherd, Husky, and Bernard, surrounded Tendler. After a time, the beating stopped.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ruidoso spit out blood. Terrier snapped a punch into Kendrick's stomach so deep, his knuckles must have brushed up against his spine. Corso, Shepherd, Husky, and Bernard surrounded Tendler and gave him the beating of a lifetime. By the end, Tendler's jaw looked dislocated.
I'm sorry.
Ruidoso looked up at Setter, a faint, delirious smile on his face, one eye already blackened and shut.
What was the question again, Loot?
Setter, a cigarette in his hand, stood to the side and looked like a concerned parent.
Just tell us where you stashed the girl, Officer Ruidoso.
Ruidoso spat more blood as his smile disappeared. His face showed that he was resigned to die in this place.
Forgive me, Lisbeth.
Corso and Shepard walked to the door and opened it to reveal Rizza, who had a gun to Lee's head.
Here, I've got your girl. Now let my boys go.
Amita, no!
Rizza and Lee scrambled in opposite directions as X, larger than life, armed with a sword and sawed-off shotgun and another gun strapped to his waist, plunged through the roof to the floor.
Dogs of War! This is your second and final warning.
X landed on the floor amid the broken chunks of roof. The dogs surrounded him, momentarily stunned. They remembered the beating they received from the vigilante last time.
So who wants to get put down first?
Dane and Terrier rushed forward, guns in hand. X pulled up the shotgun and shot Bernard just above his bulletproof vest near the collarbone. X spun and pulled his sword and swung it through Dane and Terrier right across their hands. Their guns dropped, along with a few stray fingers. Husky appeared in X's periphery and smashed the butt of his rifle into X's back. X dropped the sword.
Oh, we're gonna have fun with you, One-Eye! String you up good! Gnaw on your soft bits for a while!
The strung-up Ruidoso, Kendrick, and Tendler watched X hammer an elbow back into Husky's face. The rifle slipped out of his hands as X picked up his sword.
Doggy want a bone?
X crouched and picked up the dropped rifle and shot right through Husky. Once Husky fell, X continued firing through and severing the chains that held up Ruidoso, Kendrick, and Tendler. All three dropped to the ground. Corso sprinted at X and leveled a sawed-off shotgun at his back. X didn't see him.
I've got him, Loot!
Ruidoso, wrists still bound, heroically hurled himself into the crooked cop and threw off his aim. The newly freed Tendler and Kendrick got up and stood between the two bleeding dogs, Dane and Terrier, and X. Tendler and Kendrick were beaten up pretty badly and seemed barely able to stand. Still, Dane and Terrier cowered behind them, suddenly afraid of the alpha dog in the room.
Out of my way.
No matter what they've done, they don't deserve to die, man.
Second warning, Kendrick. You know I don't give a third.
Tendler stepped forward calmly, his face bruised and covered in blood.
You don't have to kill them, you sick ticket. Let justice do its job.
X stood eye to eye with Tendler and Kendrick. He held his sword up and gestured at them with it.
And what? You two are supposed to be the living embodiment of justice. Nah, you're just like all the other cops. Sooner or later, you'll turn.
What are we, vegetables? You're wrong about this. Whoever you are.
Meanwhile, Rizza and Lee rushed toward Setter. Rizza had her gun drawn.
Lieutenant Setter, where do you think you're going?
Setter had tried to pry the wood from a boarded-up window to escape. He had a sheepish look on his face.
Stand down, Rizza. That's it.
Setter suddenly crouched down, clutching his heart. Lee and Rizza rushed to his side.
Chest! Feels like...
Setter's hand, unseen by Lee or Rizza, slowly reached toward his foot.
Oh, need a doctor.
Setter pulled a .22 pistol from an ankle holster. He turned over and gut-shot Rizza. Rizza fell back to the ground. Lee looked on in horror as blood pooled under her. Setter stood up quickly and grabbed Lee.
Come here.
Hands off, you prick!
Setter pressed his gun to her temple. Lee froze.
X? I've got your girl.
X spun around and saw them.
Which means it's time to negotiate.
Setter kept his pistol at Lee's head.
You take back the warning and give me lifetime immunity, or she dies along with me.
X slowly walked towards Setter and Lee. Behind him, Kendrick and Ruidoso slapped cuffs on Dane and Terrier.
I don't negotiate.
I'm serious, you fuck. This is only a .22, but I bet it'll scramble her brains up pretty good.
X stopped.
I'm gonna need your answer now.
X reached toward his belt and pulled the gun strapped to it.
Wait, what the hell are you-
X calmly shot Lee in the chest. Lee's mouth popped open in a wide O shape. Lee slipped out of a stunned Setter's grasp and crumpled to the ground, her chest splattered with sticky, bright red. Setter didn't even want to touch her. He stood, shocked. He backed up a step, and dropped the pistol.
How could... Why would...
X stepped forward and grabbed Setter by the throat and lifted him off the floor a few inches. Lee writhed on the ground.
Ruidoso, some rope.
Behind X, Ruidoso, Tendler, and Kendrick stared back, shocked. Ruidoso slowly pointed his gun at the vigilante.
You're under arrest for murder.
She'll live.
Minutes later, Setter hung upside down from the rafters, ankles and wrists tied. X stood next to Setter's face.
I'll suspend my second warning, Setter. If you do something for me. Three somethings, actually.
Anything! Anything!
Lee crawled toward X, angry as hell, and pounded on his boot with her fist.
What the hell was that? You shot me in the tits!
X looked down at her. A paintball gun dropped to the ground in front of her face.
With a freaking paintball gun?
X turned back to Setter. Snot and tears ran upside down the man's face.
First thing, dismantle your drug operation and transfer the surviving dogs to other divisions. I see the dogs so much as pinch a candy bar. Immunity's gone. Two, use whatever muscle you have with top brass and promote Ruidoso and his partners to major crimes. Departmental reform starts here, with these police.
X made his demands and kept his promises. The Dogs of War Task Force was dissolved. The dogs were reduced to beat cops and crossing guards. Ruidoso, Rizza, Kendrick, and Tendler were all awarded medals for bravery from the mayor of Arcadia. Nervous sweat dripped from Setter's upside-down face.
What's three?
X leaned into Setter and whispered. No one else in the warehouse heard, but a look of surprise formed on Setter's face. A few days later, in X's new lair, Lee sat at a small table and worked at her laptop, typing. X approached from the shadows, a steaming coffee mug in his hands.
Lee, you should drink this.
He set the mug on the table next to her.
Yeah, you better be bringing me coffee.
I'm...
In the tits, man.
She picked up the mug.
Anyway, I'm finishing this post, and I have to ask, why did you let Setter live? That's so... not you.
Lee was surprised to see what she thought was a grim smile form under his mask.
I said his warning was suspended, not canceled. You'd be surprised what a man will do when there's a sword dangling over his head.
A month later, Ruidoso and his team sat on his patio having drinks. Rizza had healed up for the most part. Her midsection was still taped up, but Setter's slug didn't do too much damage.
I don't mind the pay bump, believe me. I just worry there's too much dirt in every district for us to possibly sweep up.
Ruidoso and Rizza looked at each other for a moment. Ruidoso turned to Kendrick.
Hey, I don't think the odds are that bad.
In this department? You're crazy.
No, I mean it. There are good men left in Arcadia.
Ruidoso smiled. There was a kind of wisdom in his eyes. He'd come a long way from rookie cop in a very short time.
Think about how many cops this maniac hasn't killed.
They toasted the future. Behind them loomed the skyline of Arcadia. And for once, it didn't seem so dark and foreboding. Dark Horse Comics, X, Volume 2. Written by Dwayne Swierczynski and Eric Nguyen. Dark Horse Comics, X, Volume 2 is a graphic audio production. X, copyright 2021 Dark Horse Comics, LLC. Copyright 2014 Dwayne Swierczynski and Eric Nguyen. All rights reserved. Recorded with the permission of Dark Horse Comics, LLC. Copyright 2022 Graphic Audio, LLC. All rights reserved. Narrated by Eric Messner. With performances by Rainer Gabriel as X, Natalie Van Systeen as Lee Ferguson. Andrew James Spooner as the accountant. Stephen Carpenter as Lieutenant Setter. Gabriel Michael as Carmine Tango. Ryan Carlo DeLusung as Officer Danny Ruidoso. Stephanie Nemeth Parker as Ella. James Lewis as Deathwish. Peter Holdway as the Archon. James Konacek as the Night Watcher. And Earl Fisher as Agent Hout. Also with Anthony Palmini, Bradley Foster Smith, Darius Johnson, David Engel, David Queequee, Evan Casey, James J. Johnson, Gene Rosalino, John Vertulo, Keith Richards, Ken Jackson, Kevil Shaw, Matthew Bassett, Matthew Pauly, Michael John Casey, Nanette Savard, Nicolette Kong, Nicole Perez, Nora Ashrati, Patrick Boylan, Richard Rowan, Rob McFadden, Sam Intrader, Scott McCormick, Sean K. Jane, Sherry Wishard, Shrevin Amin, Torian Brackett, Tree Taylor, and Yasmin Twazon. Adapted for graphic audio and directed by Eric Messner. Graphic audio dialogue editing and sound design by Robert McDonald. Produced by Rick Rowan, Dwayne Beeman, and Matt Webb. Executive producer, Angie Cornett. If you enjoyed Dark Horse Comics X, you might also enjoy Dark Horse Comics The Mask and Dark Horse Comics Ghost. These titles and many more are available in graphic audio. Keep listening for a preview of another exciting title in graphic audio.
You shouldn't have stolen from me, Alex. You have no idea the problems you've caused. I'm afraid this cannot stand. Any last words? I'm sorry you feel that way, Alex. Now you go to hell!
Now, without further ado...
A woman is floating a few feet off the ground. Her white gown billows around her. She's spectral, translucent. Her eyes bore into us, and her features are contorted with a mixture of pain and pure rage that cuts me like a knife.
Oh my God, oh my effing God! Tell me you got that!
I got that.
Holy crap, man! Holy crap!
Keep your voice down.
Or what? We'll wake the dead? We already did that! You saw it!
I don't know what I saw.
You saw a ghost, man! You saw a Mother Laven ghost!
I don't know who I am, where I came from, or if I truly am here at all. I was born to this world fully formed, in my own armor, and prepared for war. If I only knew who my enemy was, I'd be golden.
What the hell? What do you want?
Vaughn, I'm so sorry, bro!
Your boy bought an item from an intermediary that was not authorized for sale by our employer.
On your knees. You too, sister. What's with the white? What are you supposed to be?
Oh my God. Oh, holy sh...
Move. Over by your boyfriend. Now.
Don't touch her.
Or what, big man? What the...
I don't know what I expected her to do, but I did not expect her to rip the man's heart out.
I will know who I am, where I came from, and what became of me. I will know who did this to me, and I will bring hell down upon them.
Come and get it!
I will kill you for this.
You already did. You want this box? Take it! Bobby!
You're saying... there are 32 demons hiding in the city of Chicago?
We don't know what they are,
We have to call them something.
Yeah, but...
Demon works.
So what are we going to do?
What we have to do, Tommy. We're going to find them.
From Dark Horse Comics, Ghost, Volume 1, In the Smoke and Din, by Kelly Sue DeConnick and Phil Noto. Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.
Thanks for listening to this Graphic Audio production. Graphic Audio has over 1,500 titles to choose from. Listen to over 150 binge-worthy series, from sci-fi to fantasy, to graphic novels, to mystery thrillers, to action-adventure, to westerns, and more. Check out our exclusive titles, available only in our dramatized adaptation format. If you'd like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase a download series set at graphicaudio.net. You can also earn loyalty reward points, redeemable towards future online purchases. Stream audiobooks immediately or download them to listen offline on your mobile phone or tablet using our Graphic Audio Access app, which is available on all Android and Apple devices. We like being radically different when it comes to our audiobook productions. Listen to A Movie in Your Mind, on the go, anytime, anywhere. Sign up for our email newsletter for the latest updates and new releases. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Visit our web store today at graphicaudio.net.